Kobe Bryant had 21 points and 8 rebounds, and the Lakers overcame the absences of Dwight Howard and Meta World Peace and the loss of Pau Gasol to beat the Brooklyn Nets 92-83 on Tuesday night. The Rockets tied an NBA record and set a franchise mark by draining 23-pointers in a 140-109 win over Golden State. Jeremy Lin hit 5 trays and finished with 28 points. Elsewhere in the NBA, Indiana beat Atlanta 114-103, Phoenix topped Memphis 96-90, and Denver defeated Milwaukee 112-104. Checking the NHL now, Chris Neal scored what turned out to be the game-winning goal in the second period, and Craig Anderson made 20 saves as the Ottawa Senators hung on for a 4-3 victory against the Buffalo Sabres. James Neal staked Pittsburgh to an early lead, and the rest of the Penguins then held on to beat the New York Islanders 4-2. Elsewhere, the Devils won 3-1 over the New York Rangers. Philadelphia doubled up Tampa Bay 2-1. Winnipeg won against Florida 3-2. Los Angeles 4, Columbus 2. Calgary beat Detroit 4-1. And Chicago defeated San Jose 5-3. Checking top 25 college basketball, Arkansas beat second-ranked Florida 80-69, third-ranked Michigan 76, 10th-ranked Ohio State 74, 8th-ranked Miami 72, Boston College 50, and 13th-ranked Kansas State slid past Texas Tech 68-59. Checking Major League Baseball, officials have asked the Miami News-Times for records the alternative newspaper obtained for a story on alleged use of banned substances by several players. The newspaper reported last week that New York Yankees star Alex Rodriguez and other players have obtained human growth hormone and other banned substances from a now-closed clinic. Yankees reliever Joba Chamberlain says he's received a text message from new teammate Kevin Youkilis and hopes whatever tension existed between the two is past. For WAMC Sports News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.